Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson. It's called It's Gone Bad. And my name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Liliana, before we start, I want to tell everyone this is the free newbie lesson. You may be listening on iTunes. If you are, remember that if you go to SpanishPod.com, which is our website, you can listen to everything else that we have, not just the newbie level, but the elementary level, all the way through the advanced level, and you can take a look at our videos as well. Now, just go to SpanishPod.com, and if you want to check it out, just sign up for that free 7-day trial. So, Lily, it's gone bad. What's gone bad?
La leche.
La leche, the milk has gone bad?
Yes.
Oh, now this is something that's happened many times in this office.
Yeah, exactly. The key word for the day is está mala.
Está mala. This is a whole sentence, right?
Yes.
It's gone bad.
Listen to the dialogue.
Okay, you're going to hear it three times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué desayunas?
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? ¡Ah! ¡Está mala!
Sí, desde hace una semana.
¡Qué asco!
Second time.
¿Qué desayunas?
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? ¡Ah! ¡Está mala!
Sí, desde hace una semana.
¡Qué asco!
Third time.
¿Qué desayunas?
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? ¡Ah! ¡Está mala!
Sí, desde hace una semana.
¡Qué asco!
All right, we're back, and I'm a little disgusted, so let's do this translation.
¿Qué desayunas?
What are you having for breakfast?
¿Qué desayunas?
What are you having for breakfast?
¿Qué desayunas? Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche?
Está mala.
I've got cereal. Will you pass me the milk? It's bad.
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? Está mala.
I've got cereal. Will you pass me the milk? Oh, it's bad.
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? Está mala. Sí, desde hace una semana.
Yeah, it's been that way for a week.
Sí, desde hace una semana.
Yes, since a week ago.
Sí, desde hace una semana. Qué asco.
That's nasty.
Qué asco.
How gross.
Qué.
Okay, I think qué asco is going to be our Spanish broad challenge at the end of this lesson.
Qué asco. You know, I have met a lot of men, especially.
Okay.
It's true. Okay. They see that the milk has gone bad and they still put it in the fridge.
Well, I mean, somebody might want to use it.
No, really. Is that a male thing? You have like an extra, you know, chromosome in there that is like, do not throw the bad milk.
Yes, you know what? It is biological. So you can't blame us.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning of this dialogue with, what are you having for breakfast?
¿Qué desayunas?
¿Qué desayunas? Now, this is one of those great verbs in Spanish that stands for a whole bunch of words in English.
Right. ¿Qué desayunas?
¿Qué desayunas? Is what are you having for breakfast? And the verb is...
Desayunar.
Desayunar is to have breakfast,
mm-hmm.
right? To have breakfast. And if you want to know what somebody's having for breakfast, you ask them...
¿Qué?
¿Qué?
What? ¿Qué?
So what are you having for breakfast?
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche?
Okay. So she says, I have cereal.
Mm-hmm. Tengo cereales.
Okay, now that's the verb tener, and it's in the first person. So, and she has cereal.
Cereales.
Cereales. Now, she's from Spain, so she says cereales. You don't say cereales, do you?
No, I would say cereal.
Cereal, okay. Well, since she's from Spain, she says tengo cereales, and then she asks for the milk.
¿Me pasas la leche?
¿Me pasas la leche? Now, what's our word for milk?
Leche.
Leche means milk, and the milk.
La leche.
La leche. Now, Lily, if I want to ask you politely if you will pass it to me.
¿Me pasas?
¿Me pasas? Okay, this is the verb pasar, and it means to pass. So literally, this is, to me, you will pass the milk.
¿Me pasas?
Mm-hmm. ¿Me pasas la leche? All right, so then she pours a little bit of milk on her cereal. She happily takes a bite, and...
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Está mala.
Está mala. She notices something in the taste.
Yes.
Okay.
Está mala is, it's gone bad, mm-hmm. you know? Está mala.
Okay, now this is referring to the milk. And we know it because we're using a feminine form, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mala.
Mala. La leche está mala.
Okay.
Sí, desde hace una semana.
Since a week ago. Oh my gosh, that's gross. Okay.
Desde hace una semana.
Okay, now how are we going to look at this sentence? Because the translation in the two languages is very different. Let's take a look at the word for a week.
Una semana.
Una semana. That's two words. A week. Una semana. Okay. Now we want to say a week ago.
Hace una semana.
Hace una semana. Now we want to say ever since a week ago.
Desde hace una semana.
Desde hace una semana. Now this is a formula you newbies might not understand yet, but it's great to know. Ever since blank, ever since some time ago. So desde hace.
Desde hace.
Right? Desde hace, and then you put a time period, like una semana. So yes, ever since a week ago.
Sí, desde hace una semana.
And then she says, that's nasty.
Que asco.
Que asco.
Que asco. Asco. That's the way Cubans say, que asco.
Que asco.
Que asco.
All right, let's listen to the dialogue again three more times.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Qué desayunas?
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? ¡Ah! ¡Está mala!
Sí, desde hace una semana.
¡Qué asco!
Second time.
¿Qué desayunas?
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? ¡Ah! ¡Está mala!
Sí, desde hace una semana.
¡Qué asco!
Third time.
¿Qué desayunas?
Tengo cereales. ¿Me pasas la leche? ¡Ah! ¡Está mala!
Sí, desde hace una semana.
¡Qué asco!
All right, we're back, Lily. Let's talk about the challenge.
The challenge is going to be to say, ¿qué asco?
¿Qué asco? You're going to say, ¿qué asco? To things that gross you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Lily, what grosses you out?
I don't want to talk about that.
You don't?
No, but for example, some things that go bad in the fridge, ¿qué asco?
¿Qué asco?
Especially chicken. Yeah, chicken, it goes bad and everything stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Que yeah. Asco.
Que asco, yeah. Sometimes I buy vegetables because I think I'm going to eat them and then discover them weeks later.
Que asco.
Yeah. Why don't we go down to the office kitchenette and find out what's going on?
That's a good idea.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we're going to find something nasty.
And then we can say our challenge, right? Que asco. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. Remember that you can comment, you can ask questions, you can leave suggestions. All of that stuff, you can do it at the website, which is SpanishPod.com. And remember, if you haven't yet, please do check out that 7-day free trial. For now, it's time for us to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.